Wow, when it rains, it pours, and it poured here tonight for the Broncos.
Well, it was nice to see some pucks go in the net, Robin, for sure, and to see some guys that hadn't found the net find it tonight. Colton obviously getting a couple of goals, and Ben Warda getting involved there as well, too. So, you know, it's a strange game. We had lots of chances at the Joe in the GLI final and couldn't find the net, and here we found it tonight. But we did have good jump. I think we had so much respect for this Bemidji team and their work ethic and the fact that they dominated Denver in the last series here that we knew we had to be ready. Now, you enjoy this and we get six goals here tonight, and you know that they're sitting in their dressing room right now and stewing, and they're having a coaches meeting and they're having a players meeting. And so we talked about it in the room tonight. You know, we'll enjoy the win. Let's get back, get something into us, talk about how we're going to come and beat them tomorrow, because we'll face a team that's going to be really fired up.
Well, let's enjoy this one for a couple of minutes anyway.
Okay. You can.
You broke the ice finally on the power play with Chase Ballasty, and then the floodgates open.
Well, you know, we needed that. We made one little adjustment there between periods in terms of our entries, and they were really stacking us up at the blue line, so we used a left-to-right rim play and were able to get the puck by them and found the net there. But, you know, again, had some good chances in the first period on the power play. We're jamming at pucks around the net, just couldn't get one by them. And, you know, key goal to me was that second goal. That was a huge one as well.
And Colton made a nice shot on that one, and then he was hanging out around the net, and that's where you like big fellas to be.
Well, you know, he can shoot it. Like, he can really shoot it, and we know he's been close the last few games here, so certainly thought he was moving his feet tonight and was an effective player for us.
You really put the onus on your senior line with Warda, Beebe, and Leone, and Mike scored, and Warda scored. How about the play by Warda to make it 6-0?
Yeah, great shot. I mean, he shoots the puck as well as anybody on our team, and he just doesn't do it enough, and he got the range tonight. I thought Brett Beebe was a real force on the forecheck there for us and established a up-ice pressure. And, you know, we need our upperclassmen to come through for us. I mean, now we have 17 games left in the regular season in their careers, and to me, they've got the most on the line here right now, and they need to lead us on a nightly basis.
Kind of lost in a six-goal outburst was that your goaltender threw a shutout tonight.
Well, you know, Frank, he didn't have a lot of chances against him, but, you know, I think he knew himself that his game against Michigan Tech was not at the level that Frank normally plays at. And, you know, he's the kind of guy, he's just so calm, and he rebounds and came back here tonight. And, you know, they had a couple of real good chances when it was still a 0-0 hockey game, and he made some saves for us and allowed us to get the advantage to get up in the game.
You know, that's not a bad Bemidji team. Like you said, they clobbered Denver, a top-10 team, 5-1. Probably should have beat them two times. They got an overtime tie. And then this past week, out east, they played New Hampshire to their heels.
Yeah, they lost in overtime to New Hampshire, and actually were closer to the victory than New Hampshire was up to that point in the overtime. But, you know, having said that, they did travel back. They had a tough travel schedule from the east, and sometimes you come back and that first game back home, you just don't have that feeling again. And, you know, fortunately, I think us being here for a couple of days ahead helped us get used to it. We got a couple of practices here, and
I think you were here before they got back.
Well, it was close.
About the same time.
It was awful close, which was good for us, and you know, fortunate that our university supports us that way and gives us every advantage.
All right, now you got to get them ready for what's going to be a tough one tomorrow night. These guys are going to come out hungry.
I thought you said a couple minutes ago.
Let
us enjoy
it. Okay,
it's
over. 2 minutes is over.
Yeah, yeah. We got to be ready to play, and obviously, we talked about the way we played tonight, and again, you set a standard, and you want to play to that, and we did a lot of quality things tonight, but you know, our opponent is going to be much better tomorrow than they were tonight.